Hey guys, I'm back with a new episode, and on tonight's episode I wanted to talk about when to walk away. And when I'm saying when to walk away, it's from whether it's from a situation where it affects your livelihood and your ability to elevate and grow and manifest in your life. And when I mean walk away, I'm talking about a situation like a job, a friendship, love, your home, you know, a new car, even if, I mean, to get a new car, if anything that is preventing you from growing, is what I'm talking about when I'm saying walking away. And why I decided to make this my episode for today, because as we approach the new year, we want to make sure that we're not going into 2022 with 2021 drama. We're not, you know, dwelling on the past and holding on to things that isn't meant to come into the new year with us. And a lot of times it's hard to let go of something that we're familiar with. It's hard to let go of something that we're comfortable in. It's hard to let go because we fear what will happen if that person, place, or thing is no longer in my life. How will I survive without this? Or how will my life change? And we fear the unknown. And you know, when we get comfortable in things and situations, we don't realize how much of an effect it can be on our lives, because we've been familiar with it for so long because it's been in our lives, and it become part of this routine that we're used to, you know. And when we get comfortable with routine and comfortable with places and comfortable with people and comfortable with things, we don't realize how much it can hold us back from growing. And when we're constantly are on our journey to manifest, and we're manifesting and we're journaling and we're writing things down and we're putting forth action towards what we want, and we see that it's not like nothing's changing, nothing's happening, and we have to realize that people, things, situations can be holding you back from going to that next level that you want to go to. And you know, I've channeled and talked about this a lot on previous episodes, but I wanted to put emphasis on this because I want to remind you, anyone out there that's listening, that if you want to go into 2022 with a better outlook, with more positive energy, with just a breath of fresh air, and you realize that 2021, those people, situations, and things has been in our lives and has been toxic or has been affecting us, and you don't see change, you have to realize and take accountability for what you can do to remove those things out of your life, or take at least a step towards removing those things that don't belong in our lives to take into 2022. And sometimes it's easier said than done. You know, it's not easiest to just, you can't just quit a job with a backup plan, without a backup plan. And I always say that to people, you know, our job might be the issue. You may say, you know what, let me think about what's affecting me in my life. What's something that I'm not happy with? And you think about, okay, my job. You can't just quit a job without having a backup plan. A backup plan meaning, you know, you have interviews flowing, you're applying to jobs, you know, you have a savings account that has enough money for you to cover your expenses for 3 to 6 months, because you don't know how long it's going to take for you to find the job, especially because we're in a pandemic and things are a little bit trickier than it used to be. So that's what I mean when I say have a backup plan. But as long as you have the idea and you know, and you pinpointing what it is that has been affecting your mood and altering your life and putting a standstill and not allowing you to see your vision clearly, then you know that, okay, I pinpointed my job is the issue, so now I have to take the needed steps towards removing myself from that. Because, you know, like I said, you can manifest anything you want in your life, but you have to believe it and you have to put towards some action. You can't just say, you know, I need a new job and then think the universe is just going to give you a new job. You know, you have to work for it. You know, you have to show that you are ready for that next level, because, you know, you don't want to manifest or take things just because you're desperate. Because when you accept accept situations out of being desperate, you will get a situation that will not work for you, and then you'll be going back to square one. And this is not just with a job. If you act out of desperation in your life, you will attract negative things or unwanted things that doesn't belong in your life, because you are rushing, you are being desperate, and you didn't allow things to just happen the way it's supposed to happen at the right time. And that's also with relationships too. You know, a lot of us, you know, it's the holidays. We don't want to, there's a lot of people, you know, who are single, and you may have been single all 2021, and you're kind of like, you know, the holidays are approaching, and, you know, it's been a year or however long it's been since you've been single, and you like meet some person and he's doing all the right things at first, and you know, you're so blindsided and being naive, and you're kind of like, you know what, I'm taking it, you know, because I'm lonely, you know, I deserve love in my life, and I'm just going to accept the situation. And then you realize 3 months down the line that his true colors start to show, and you're kind of like, you know, I'd rather be in a relationship than be lonely, because, you know, I don't want to go into 2022 single like I was in 2021. You know, you don't act out of desperation. You act out of trusting and believing and knowing your worth and knowing what you deserve and knowing that, you know, when the time is right, the right people, the right things will unfold and will enter your life. But you have to have patience, and you have to trust that whatever's meant to happen will happen, like I said, at the right time. And you can't just allow things and just accept anything mediocrity because you're desperate and you just want it now, you know. And that requires having patience, and I speak about that a lot too, having patience. And that's something that I'm still working on, because there are plenty of things that, you know, I'm not in like of in my life, and I want a different outlook, and I'm just kind of like, you know what, I want it now. And I have moments and I'm just kind of like, you know what, like, God, you know, I want this, you know, why, what's taking so long? I'm doing all the right things. I'm continuing to show up for myself, and I don't see it, and I know it's coming, but when, you know? And it's just kind of like, you have to just understand that the time will come when it's the right time. And what you have to do is appreciate the now. Be present and appreciate all the blessings that you have in your life. And as you reflect on the year, as we are in December, think about all the things that happened in 2020 during the pandemic, and we were all stuck in the house and all just trying to figure out what's next and learning new things. And some of us, you know, handled it differently. Some of us lost jobs and, you know, had to figure shit out, and, you know, maybe was stressed and had, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, everyone had a different version of how they handled the pandemic. And, you know, so coming into 2021, all of us was just ready for a new year, and we're still in the pandemic. You know, there's different, all these alleged COVID situations coming out, but let me not get into my conspiracy theories. But yeah, so it's like, you have to reflect on how your 2021 went. And if you're alive, if you survive another year without getting COVID, if you survive the year without experiencing death, if you survive the year without having to be hospitalized, if you survive the year without job loss, if you survive the year with being able to put food in your fridge and have dinner every night, if you survive the year of being able to, you know, find love if you did, find a new job if you did, you know, appreciate all those great things. You know, when we create our vision boards at the beginning of the year, or if you didn't create a vision board, you wrote down and tried to manifest things, you have to think about all the things that you wanted to manifest for this year. And as you reflect, think about all the things you've manifested for the year, and think about, like, wow, like, yes, this year flew by and I didn't manifest everything I wanted, but I manifest a lot of things. And I can still go into 2022 with the positive mindset that whatever I had left over to manifest from 2021, I could start January off, February off, March off, you know, with those manifestations and get it started and just go into the new year just ready and able and willing to make those necessary sacrifices to get to where you need to be. And as I go back to the idea of when to walk away from a situation, that is because, you know, a lot of times certain situations are toxic, and there are certain situations that we should walk away from because it's preventing us from growing and it's been in our lives for way longer than it was supposed to be. And you could recognize those situations when you're constantly being faced with that same struggle, that same situation keeps replaying itself. And that is just the universe reminding you that, you know, it's time to let that situation go because it's doing more harm than good in your life. And a lot of times there are situations that we are able to rekindle because, you know, it could have been just a misunderstanding. And I, you know, had a crazy year where I lost a lot of friends and, you know, fell out from situations. And, you know, as I reflect on those situations, you know, I question whether or not those things were worth walking away from. I'm a type of person where I am sensitive to energies, and when I feel something is off from a situation or someone moves funny or I get a bad vibe from someone, I immediately remove those things from my situation and from my life, because I feel like I fought so hard for my peace. And, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, and I don't necessarily have trust issues. I do have a little bit of trust issues, and I am working on that and being transparent. But it's more so just protecting my energy. And, you know, like I said, I've worked so hard to get to where I am today. And I'm humbly grateful for everything that I have and everything I've accomplished. And I don't want to keep people or things or situations around me that will, you know, put my life and my goals at danger because I have the wrong people in my life. And sometimes when you reflect on situations, you think, okay, is this worth saving? And if it's worth saving, shouldn't I be the bigger person to send a call or send a text or, you know, just be the bigger person and speak on a situation and clear the air? And I spent so much of my time in my life, you know, being the bigger person and clearing the air, that I feel like it would be nice to have people try to clear the air. And I honestly would wonder if, you know, if I would be even open to it, because I'm such a person where when I'm done with something, whether it's relationship, a friendship, a job, a home, I don't want to remember it. I don't want to, you know, think about it no more. I'm kind of just over and done with the situation, and there's like no coming back from it. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, because people say sometimes, like, Latasia, like, you're so cold, or like, you, when you're done with something, you're done. And it just, like, you have to have that type of boundary, because I feel like people can't play with your boundaries. People can't play with your respect. People can't play with your love. Like, I'm the type of person where, and I'm sure you guys can relate to, I'm a person that loves hard. When I love a friend, when I love a job, when I love a relationship, I love hard and I give my all and I try to be the perfect person, which I'm not, but I try. You know, I try to balance out all of those things in my life that I care about. So when I feel like a person, a situation, or a thing, you know, doesn't reciprocate or doesn't understand where I'm coming from, or it's a repetitive situation that keeps happening, and you come to think, does that person or does this situation even matter if nothing's changing? You know, like, why keep something in my life that is continuing to happen? And you think, you know, am I growing in a different direction where it's time for me to just walk away? And is this a situation where in my life it's not meant to be, because everything doesn't last forever? So I say that to say, you know, if you think something is worth saving, and I mean something that could be fixed, and you believe in giving second chances. Certain things are worth second chances. Certain things, not all. I'm really not a second chance person, but just being transparent. If you feel like something is worth fixing and you miss it, and you feel like you weighed out the pros and the cons and it caused more happier memories in your life than bad, then maybe it could be fixed by just having a conversation. And that conversation, if you open the box to have that conversation and be the bigger person and say how you feel, understand that you are opening your feelings up to a situation that you're not going to know how it's going to turn out. You could speak on how you feel, and it may just be a situation where it'll just be closure, or it could be a situation where a person understands, they apologize, you apologize, and you feel better, and it may not ever be the same, but at least you know you guys could be cordial. So you have to know what you're getting yourself into before you decide to make that decision. And you have to just analyze those situations and make sure that it's worth saving before you just have a weak moment, or you get lonely, or you start to think, okay, you know, maybe this could work out. You know, you have to really not think about the outside voices and think about yourself and think about what makes you happy and think about if that situation or that person or that place makes you happy. And if it did at some point, then maybe it could be saved. But you won't know unless you say, you speak up, because sometimes that person is waiting for you because they may feel like, you know, she's done with me or he's done with me. He may not want to hear what I have to say. So it may be for you to be the big person and have to be transparent enough to say, okay, what you did hurt me, or this is why we haven't spoken. And if you don't feel like that situation is worth saving, and you don't feel that that situation is worth going into 2022 with, then by all means, fuck it. Seriously, because you don't have time to be having people, situation, or things stay in your life if it's not meant to be. If this is a situation that's been going on for a while and you've been not seeing a change, and you're happier without that person, you're happier without that thing, you're happier without that situation, you don't miss it, why even open up a box of emotions for no reason? Like, you know, there's money to be made. There's goals to be, you know, created and achieved. So you want to be mindful of the energies you have around you bringing into the new year. So I want you guys to take the time out to reflect on all the things in this year that has affected you, whether good or bad. And think about what you can do to change and take that new step to come into a new year with a better mindset, positive energy, healthier energies around you. And that may mean taking some time to spend with yourself, sitting in your feelings, analyzing those feelings and internalizing those feelings, and you know, coming to the conclusion whether or not that situation is worth saving, or it's just a situation where it's dead and it's gone and you need to just walk away and move on, because you don't want to hold on to things that's only going to have you stagnant and not able to grow and to develop into the new version of you for the new year. We have so much to be grateful for in our lives. We have been through, all collectively been through so much, and you know, this year or the year before. And you know, we all have that mindset, and it's not cliche, you know, new year, new me. It's not cliche to have that mindset. New year, new me, new day, new me, you know, new hour, new me. Because that's how quickly things could change in your life. Like one day you wake up and that's how quickly things could change. And I know you all have experienced some type of abrupt change in your life this year that you're kind of like, wow, like just yesterday things were great, or just last week or just last month things were great, and now it's change. And you want to just make sure that that change is worth the good. And if you feel like it's worth saving, like I said, speak up. If not, go into the new year with your goals, getting ready to have this second annual vision board party with me and manifest new goals for the new year, because like I said, there's room for growth, there's room, and there's nothing but opportunity out there, as long as you believe, as long as you have that positive mindset, as long as you know that you are worth it. You have your standards, you have your boundaries you created, you know who's there for you, who's not, and not give a fuck, you know. Just know that at the end of the day, you have yourself before you have anybody, and continue to grow and know that everything will work out in the right time. And if it's not worth the time, then don't bring it into the new year. And that's my message for you guys. Hope this helps. See you soon.